And we continue our special coverage from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Recapping what we know so far, the Space Shuttle Columbia was at about 200,000 feet over Texas this morning. It was about 16 minutes away from landing at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, and it broke apart. All seven astronauts were killed, six of them Americans, the seventh, the first Israeli to go into space. People are combing a wide area across Texas for debris, trying to find out what happened, or simply trying to secure the evidence at this point. NASA officials say they have some hints that something was wrong a few minutes before they lost contact with the spacecraft, but they say for now that they do not know what really happened. Today's events may make it much more difficult for NASA to supply the International Space Station. We heard Larry Abramson talk about this a little a moment ago. NASA has suspended all shuttle flights indefinitely, and officials say they're not sure when the next supply shuttle is going to blast off. Now, there are other ways to supply the three astronauts who are up there, but this accident will slow down the space station's schedule, as we hear from NPR's Jackie Northam.
Constructing and running the International Space Station has depended heavily on the space shuttles. Although Columbia did not visit the station on this mission, many shuttle flights are specifically devoted to servicing the huge International Floating Laboratory. The shuttles and the ISS were designed to fit together. The shuttles serve as a transportation system for equipment and the crew members that have been rotating in and out every few months. There are three crew members aboard the space station right now: Americans Kenneth Bowersox and Donald Pettit, and Russian cosmonaut Nikolai Buterin. NASA spokesperson Deborah Ron says the men are devastated by the crash, but it doesn't put them in any immediate danger.
They're safe. They have a separate flight team that monitors their operations, and they're aware of the situation and safe on board and will continue with their work.
The crew was scheduled to leave the space station in March, when the shuttle Atlantis would bring in equipment and a new international team to continue work. But the crash of the space shuttle Columbia throws that into doubt, says NASA spokesperson Ron Dittamore.
Right now, there is a hold on future flights until we get ourselves established and understand the root cause to this disaster.
In the meantime, Dittamore says the crew currently on the space station will stay in place. If they need to get out, the crew can use what's known as a lifeboat. It's a Soyuz, which is an older Russian spacecraft that's attached to the side of the space station. While there's no danger to the crew, the delay of a space shuttle mission may throw a carefully coordinated work schedule into disarray. The experiments and the construction timetable for the space station are decided months, sometimes years, in advance, and require a highly orchestrated schedule involving other countries such as Russia, Japan, Canada, and European nations who have a stake in the space station. The Russians can bring up supplies such as fuel and food in an unmanned shuttle called Progress. Dittamore says a Russian craft will be heading towards the station soon.
And that Progress launch will proceed as scheduled. They have reviewed the contents that are going to be shipped to the space station, and those contents are appropriate given the fact that we may not be there for a while. They have enough consumables, supplies for the crew to go through the latter part of June without having a shuttle visit.
If the crews do have to leave the space station, it can remain unmanned as long as there is occasional maintenance by visiting astronauts. NASA has already been considering what it calls a demanding contingency this year. But the longer the station is unoccupied, the greater the chances that it could deteriorate, which could impact the station's construction and its research program. NASA officials cannot say how the crash will affect the future of the International Space Station. For now, the focus is on what brought down the space shuttle Columbia. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.